Legislators wasted little time when the General Assembly reconvened last week in trying to deal with this region's most pressing concern. Representative Deb Butler and other Democrats filed Bill 968, calling for nearly $10 million in recurring funds to the North Carolina Department of Environmental Quality that would fund at least 39 staff members and a revamping of the agency's permitting system. It would also pay for new equipment, including a mass spectrometer. The GOP House Bill 972 and an identical one in the Senate provides $8 million in non-recurring funds to UNC Chapel Hill for them to coordinate testing of the state's waters for emerging contaminants. Representative Holly Grange says it makes more sense for universities to do research than the DEQ. The GOP bill also gives the governor the authority to shut down a company that is discharging pollutants. Both the Democratic and the Republican bills provide more than $500,000 to fund a water safety unit at the North Carolina Department of Health and Human Services. The competing bills now go to committee. For WHQR News, I'm Vince Winkle.